Thank you for calling customer support. This is Colin speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. May I ask, who am I speaking to?
My name is LaKylan from customer support.
LaKyla?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
LaKyla, my name is Jim Hanselman. I got a call from and a text message from my credit card company and for a purchase, and I don't know what the purchase was for, and I'm trying to piece things out right now on what the charge was for.
All right, sir. I can see if you have an account with us. Can I get your zip code?
14618.
And your first and last name?
James Hanselman.
Yes, sir. And could you verify your shipping address for me?
I'm sorry. You were breaking up.
I was asking, could you verify your shipping address for me?
201 Edgewood Avenue.
All right, sir. So I see here that on February 17th, you started a 14-day trial with us and ordered our keto and cleanse dietary product for the 14-day trial. Looks like once that 14-day trial ended, you are tempted to be charged for the product for $91.89 and $92.90.
All right, so... What was the trial period for?
It was for the keto and cleanse dietary product. So you get to try the product for only 14 days for free, but after the 14 days, you would have to pay for it.
Okay. All right. And when was the transaction made?
This was started on February 17th.
February 17th. And this was for keto. I vaguely remember this. Now, the thing is, I got a couple of concerns because I never received any type of email receipt or any type of agreement email or any information on, you know, what the details were. Were these products shipped out? When were they shipped out?
Yes, so the first one was delivered to you on March 2nd.
On March 2nd?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now you said the first one. How many products is sent out?
It's only two products. Right now you only have two products.
Okay, so two products were sent on 3-2. Is that correct? Is that what you told me?
Yes, sir. It was delivered on March 2nd.
I'm sorry, what was the delivery on that?
It was delivered on March 2nd.
On March 2nd?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so... Now, each one of the products, you said one of them was keto something?
Yes, sir. Well, the keto, and then the second one was the cleanse.
Was cleanse.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And what was the price for each, please?
So, for the price of each one was $92.90 and then $91.89.
$92.90 for the keto?
Yes, sir. $92.90 for the keto, and then $91.89 for the cleanse.
Okay. Now, I never received any notification of this whatsoever. I didn't receive the product. I didn't receive a notification that it was being shipped. I didn't think even the transaction went through because I never received anything.
Yes, sir. So you didn't receive it?
I haven't. Was it sent through the postal service or UPS?
Yes, it was sent through postal service. It shows it was delivered March 2nd at 9:44 a.m. to Rochester, New York.
On March 2nd, okay. Well, why wasn't I ever sent any type of information on this?
It should have showed you that it was delivered already. You should have received the tracking number.
The tracking number. Would have been an email?
Yes, sir. It should have been through your email. You should have received the tracking number.
I never received an email with any information, any receipt, any tracking or shipping notification. I haven't even received the product. I just returned home today. I never even thought that the transaction went through because I never received anything. So I thought, well, oh, I guess it didn't go through. So now I get a bill for $92.90 for something I didn't get.
Yes, sir. So you haven't been charged. Well, you're being attempted to be charged, but it was declined. So the charge never went through. But what I can do is, since you stated that you did not receive it, I can offer you a reshipment on this product. So that gives you an opportunity to use the product with a 30-day extension. So I can extend this to March 17th instead of you being charged now.
Okay, so all right. So what you're saying is you're going to reship it, right?
Yes, and sir.
Now, is there a way? I've got to have some type of receipt, some type of an agreement. Now, when I receive this, are you saying that I have a 14-day trial period?
Yes, sir. So right now you're in a 14-day. Well, now you're outside of it because that's why you're being charged. Once you're outside of it, you're being charged. But I can extend it to a 30-day. So it'll be 30 days instead of 14.
Well, here's the challenge. Even, you know, because I don't even have it, and the trial period is beginning for a product I don't have. You see what I mean?
With the team.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I was extending the 14-day trial into a 30-day trial instead of a 14-day trial.
Okay, because I have to. I mean, if you're saying what I think you're saying is I have 14 days to try this. If I don't like any of the results, do I send it back for a refund, or how does that work?
No. So if you don't like the product, you would have to send it back. You don't have to send it back. You would call into council within the 30-day trial, not after, because after you would have to pay for the product. But only during the 30-day trial, you would have to call into council and let them know that you don't like the product. That's the point of the 30-day trial, to see if you like it.
I understand. But, you know, my challenge would be, and again, I'm going back to, you know, the 30 days starts today, which for a product that I don't have yet. How can I evaluate a product that I don't have? I understand if the 30 days begin when the product is delivered. That would make sense to me. But for a 30-day trial period that begins for a product I don't have yet, doesn't make too much sense to me.
Right. So would you like the reshipment? I was trying to give you the product. So the reshipment and the 30-day extension.
So if I have the product reshipped, when will it be received?
Within the next 3 to 4 days. And if not, you can just give us a call back and let us know.
Okay. All right. Let's try that. I'll try the product. Because I remember looking at it and I remember seeing a trial period, and then I'm like, well, then I didn't get any response, and I'm like, well, this is weird. You have to have a receipt of transaction and an agreement. So it didn't make sense. So I can try the product for 30 days. I don't have a problem with that, and if it tends to work, you know, I don't have a problem paying it, but I don't like to pay for something I didn't get.
Right, that's understandable. But just give me 1 second so I can put your information in for the reshipment and also the 30-day extension. So give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that wait. So I put the information in for the 30-day extension. And so only
okay.
Day you had to call, I extended it to March 20th instead of March 17th.
So March 20th.
Yes.
Okay.
You just had to call back by between March 17th and March 20th to call into council or just give us a review of if you like it or you have to call in to let us know if you'd like to continue. If not, we're just going to have to go ahead and charge you for the product. So if you don't want to continue,
okay.
Just call into council.
Do I call this number then?
Yes, you call this number.
Okay. All right. See, I don't have, as you can see, I don't have any of this information. All right. Well, let's try it. I'll wait for it for a couple of days. If I don't see it come, should I give you a call or?
Yes, you would just give us a call and let us know.
Okay. So today's the 8th. It should be arriving like on Friday, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. I'll look for Friday. If I don't see it, I'll give you a call.
All right, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.